Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. People who just listened to UConn beat San Diego State 76-59. They picked up their fifth title. Go ahead, put them in that category of some of these top programs that have ever won and competed at this level. You want to know who else has five national championships? How about Duke? How about Indiana? And now UConn, smashing San Diego State. Shout outs to everybody listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Everybody locked in on the free Odyssey app. People tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158. And everybody listening on a smart speaker where all you had to do was ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And we're going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. We get going every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you oh so much to college basketball expert Deshaun Tate for joining us right before the break. He literally walked off of the court out in Houston, Texas. He saw this. Can I call it a beatdown? It was a beatdown, right? Or was that too harsh?
No, it was. I mean, would they win by 17 points in a national championship game? I mean, I know they had it to within five, but that's as close to a beatdown as it gets at that stage of a tournament.
Yeah, Deshaun called us following the beatdown, and San Diego State at one point, they were down 17 points, and they were brutalized. And I even asked Deshaun, man, is it the same? It's one thing when you watch it on television. It's another thing when you're there in person and you witness the game. And he said, yeah, UConn went out there and bullied them the same way that they bullied everybody else throughout the course of the tournament. And UConn, they bullied Iona. They continued on. They bullied St. Mary's. And then they bullied Arkansas, and then they bullied Gonzaga, whooped that ass, and they just beat down Miami over the weekend, and then tonight they do the same to San Diego State, 76-59. Adama Sanogo, he walks away as the most outstanding player here of the tournament, finishing tonight with 17 points and 10 rebounds, another double-double. And so the vaunted defense of San Diego State, which we have learned to pay much more attention to over the past several weeks, they couldn't get the job done. And so UConn walks away with its fifth national championship. They do this with head coach Dan Hurley leading the way the last time they won. Man, it feels like yesterday. This feels so odd to say that this was almost a decade ago, because 2014 just feels like yesterday. But that's the last time that they won with Kevin Ollie leading the way. heading into tonight's game, they beat every team that they faced on average by 22 points. Tonight, UConn beat San Diego State 76-59. The largest lead for San Diego State, it was early. It was by 4 points. But then after that, UConn started just going out there and laying it in, especially in that first half. They started letting a few of those threes rain down. Jordan Hawkins, he got things going right there in the first, pushing their lead 26-14. Take a listen to this. Everything courtesy of Westwood.
Hawkins will try a three on the right wing, and he'll hit it. Being pushed back by the defense, Hawkins a fadeaway three, and UConn with a 26-14 lead.
Hawkins finished the night with 16 points. He wasn't the only one going out there raining down threes. Tristan Newton, not too long after what you just heard, he bombed in a three of his own in the first half.
Trammell, three on the left wing. Off to the right side, no good. Rebound into the hands of Andre Jackson Jr. Jackson looks to push, leaving it behind for Newton. Deep three on the right wing. Got it! Newton with a three! 33-17! The Huskies' largest lead! Coming up on four to play in the first.
Oh, yeah, they were pouring it on. They were getting busy. I mean, they were even pulling dudes off of the bench in the second half. Joey Calcaterra, I mean, he only had 6 points, but half of them points, well, all of his points came via three. Listen to this one.
Klingon, top of the key. Bumped, handoff, Calcaterra, three, top of the key. Got it. Calcaterra's hit two. They've both been at huge moments in this game. The lead back to 15, 56-41.
Something about those bench guys. We're going to hear about another bench guy in a few minutes. He happens to be Coach Hurley's son, but we'll get there momentarily. Tristan Newton, not just out there knocking down threes, also getting to the cup. This is what he did in the second half.
Newton dribbling near the timeline, under 3 minutes to play. 10-point UConn lead. Newton with five to shoot. Around the screen from Sonogo. Drives right side of the lane. Right into Mensah, where he lays it up and in. Really aggressive take by Newton. And he's rewarded with two, 67-55.
Hey, let's stop the bleeding here, okay? Let's get to the final call via Westwood One.
Rebound to Hurley for UConn, and how fitting. The coach's son is going to dribble out his dad's championship. 76-59. Every dog has his day, and this day belongs to the Huskies. UConn has its fifth national championship in school history. 76-59, UConn, men's basketball national champions.
Yeah, you got to give credit here not only to his players. Adama Sonogo, 17-10. Hawkins coming down with 16. Tristan Newton had 19 points. They've just been smashing everybody in the tournament. They haven't lost a game since, I want to say, New Year's. Yeah. They haven't lost a game. UConn has not lost a game. We got to go back to, oh, that's inaccurate. That's when they started losing.
They lost by two to Marquette, and that was it almost felt like New Year's.
Yeah, it was this. We got to go back. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, that was the last time. That was mid-March.
Correct.
They lost to Marquette right before. They lost by three to Creighton in February. And the last time they lost before that was Xavier. So they started off the season hot. And then they hit a little bit of a lull right after the holidays. And then they just been blazing through everybody for the better part of the turn of this year. Or I'd say about February, they've turned things around. And now Dan Hurley can say, I got a championship. We know his dad, Bob, who he used to actually coach under in New Jersey, is one of the most decorated college, or not a college, but high school coaches that we've seen. He's one of the few that happen to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame for what he did at St. Anthony's High School. His brother, we know he balled out and won championships at Duke, and now he can run around and say, hey, I pretty much got one too. And his son, he was the one who dribbled out the game. He played for 1 minute. He was on the court. He dribbled things out to close it out. And speaking of closing things out, the man who had the call on CBS, Jim Nance, he closed out his career as well, just calling college basketball. He's going to exclusively work with the NFL and now the Masters. And this is Jim Nance. This was his final call on CBS.
They run it out, and it's in the hands of the coach's son.
How about that? Is that appropriate?
Oh, don't you know, just someday he'll be a coach of his own program.
Oh, yeah.
This is becoming a family dynasty, if you will.
And Dutch, what a year he's had, too.
Purdy and the Huskies have their dreams come true.
Dreams come true. There wasn't a whole lot of love here for the Huskies before the season got started. And so not just the coach's son, let's go ahead and hear from the coach. This is courtesy of CBS. He talked about how heading into the year, UConn, the Huskies, we ain't getting no love. We had to go out here and earn it.
Well, they buried us before the season, and then they buried us at the midpoint because we weren't ranked going into the year, so we had the chip on our shoulder. And, you know, we knew the level that we could play at, even through those dark times. And when you have a guy like Andre Jackson, who's the captain of your team, and an Adama Sanogo, you know, it's easy to get back on track.
Oh, yeah, it's real easy. It's real easy. Adama Sanogo, 17 points. 10 rebounds for tonight. There was nobody handling that man. Nobody was handling that guy. And Sanogo, he spoke to CBS as well, and he said, man, anything is possible. Not like Kevin Garnett, though.
I just want to say, like, anything is possible. You know, just believe in yourself. You know, make sure you make the right decision. I think everything is possible. So just believe in yourself. You know, I want to use like this time to thank my teammates, my coaches, to believe in me. Because if it was not for them, I would not be right now. So I just want to take this time, thank my teammates and the coaches.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
for the man.
Thank you.
Oh, they thanking him. Damn right, you should thank him. They wouldn't be here winning this national championship if it were not for him. Tristan Newton, tonight pouring in 19 points of his own. He talked as well after the game to CBS. This is what he said about being a champion.
Feels great. Credit to my teammates, my coaches, getting me here. Just feels great to be a national champion.
Feels good. Has to feel good. Well, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow. I guess we'll have to give it some time, right? San Diego State has to feel good about this experience. And they're not going to love the fact that they took an L tonight, and they may not appreciate it, as I said, several days from now. But if you think about what the Aztecs went through to get here, if you think about what just took place on Saturday for them to get here, They got to be thankful, right? You know, people have been messaging me and people have been calling here over the past couple of weeks. San Diego State is going to do this or they're going to do that. Hey, kudos and congratulations to San Diego State, because there was no expectation for them to be here. UConn might have walked away with the national championship, but San Diego, if you were to ask me, they were a massive underdog. I said weeks ago, I didn't expect them to be here. I wasn't sitting around watching Aztecs games, you know, all season long. But I took a look at who they played. I looked at the way they played at the beginning of the tournament. And I'm just like, this is going to be tough. You know, not everybody is going to be Charleston. Not everybody is going to be Furman. And I think coming off of that victory against Alabama, where they were completely stifling, helped take them to another level. But then it was a close one against Creighton. And then we saw what it took, you know, with Butler on Saturday to get past Florida Atlantic. I mean, we see all of this. And today they ran into a buzzsaw with Connecticut. But congratulations to the Aztecs. They captured everybody's minds and hearts down in San Diego, where they do not have a professional basketball team. And just seeing that the city embraced them and loved them, and that the Aztecs can continue to move forward and improve the program into the future, you really got to appreciate that. Their head coach, Brian Dutcher, he spoke after the game at the press conference, and he said what we all witnessed. He says, yeah, UConn, they're better than us.
I'd like to congratulate Coach Danny Hurley and UConn Huskies on a national championship. Very deserving. They played at an elite level the entire tournament. We battled back to five in the second half, but gave them too much separation. And we weren't at our best tonight, and we had to be at our best to win the game. And a lot of that has to do with UConn. But I'm proud of our guys. These guys have given me everything they've had. 6 years, 5 years, 5 years, 5 years. These guys are what it's all about, and it's about college athletics. These guys are good people, and they're good students, and they're really good players. So we can feel good about the things we did.
Matthew Bradley, senior. 8 points tonight, 2 of 9 from the field. Didn't have the greatest of games, but was still able to sit and talk to the media afterwards. And he talked about San Diego State being able to just up their profile in the world of college basketball. Take a listen.
I think this season was a great comeback story as far as, bouncing back from that 30-2 season, the year after when they lost in the San Diego State lost in the first round. When, you know, when I joined the team, lost in the first round. Like, we did so much this season. And it's just a great comeback story. And, you know, I think I'm just so lucky to be part of a team where I was able to set the precedent for, you know, what this team has to come when it comes to postseason play. And, you know, moving forward, you know, we got a taste of it. And, you know, everybody's, like, I can see it in everybody's faces returning, like, they want it again, you know. And, you know, we're sad. But ultimately, we just got to keep our head high and just, you know, realize we had a great comeback story this season.
Yeah, well, comeback. Comeback from what? It was just a good story, man. Let's just leave it there. San Diego State had a good story, and they now have an opportunity to grow their profile in Southern California. And, man, San Diego, they're starving, man. Like, they want a winner. If you look at all of the money and resources that are being allocated to the Padres, I'm like, damn, y'all just signing anybody. Xander Bogaerts is getting one of these $250, $300 million deals, and Soto is on the team. Are you going to sign Soto? And Machado gets a long-term deal, and Tatis gets – Padres are handing out contracts like Oprah used to give out them damn cars. It's a big deal. And we know where the Chargers went. Unfortunately, they went up I-5, and now they're playing in SoFi. It still nauseates. It's nauseating to me. And in San Diego, they want a winner. Hey, Shep, you have a number on the last time they've had one?
Yeah, JR. So I don't know how many people have been alive for this, but the last title San Diego has, and you alluded to this, it's not even a Super Bowl. We know the Padres have never won a World Series. The last title the San Diego community has as a sports franchise is 1963, an AFL title. You talk about a team, an organization, a city, mind you, that is salivating for a championship. They deserve it in the worst way possible. Unfortunately, they're going to have to wait another year. But JR, San Diego State Aztecs, like, they're on the map now in terms of being on the national basketball landscape. How often can you say that about San Diego State in years past outside of 1 year where they had a mute Kawhi Leonard?
You can't. How about we just send the Clippers back down there? Not too late, right?
Well, if a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make any noise? I mean, no one pays attention to the Clippers, so they might as well go back to San Diego.
Yeah,
let's be real about that.
Send them back.
It's a Lakers town, right? You know that.
Who, what?
Oh, it's a Lakers town. No one cares about the Clippers. They might as well. In all seriousness, yeah. Jared, that's a brilliant idea. If you are the Clippers, right, be the only show in town. Don't be the stepchild to the Lakers. I agree with you.
Yeah, not happening, though. As Steve Ballmer already putting the finishing touches on, I think they're calling it the Intuit Dome.
Oh, jeez.
Out in Inglewood. They're going to be moving into their own arena soon. I guess they didn't want to cover up any more of the banners out in Crypto.com Arena. But it's a great sports town. San Diego is a beautiful city. It's an amazing city. It has amazing people. It's similar to, well, I'm not the same type of city, but it just reminds me of Oakland, how it's, we got to move the teams to Los Angeles or the desert, just so we could bilk every cent and every penny out of it. And Oakland and San Diego just end up getting squeezed. And it sucks. It's just the business aspect of it. So I hope the Aztecs can continue to grow. And congratulations to them. No expectation that they were going to be here. And hopefully not the last time that we see them competing at this level. All congratulations to UConn for walking away with their fifth national championship. And the phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've seen a lot of excitement here over the past weeks in March Madness, and not just on the men's side, but on the women's side as well. There have been a lot of conversations around Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, and we've seen tremendous basketball. I will never forget Marquise Noel going for 20 points and 19 assists. Adama Sanogo able to hold things down, finding out more about him and his story coming from Mali. This has been one of the most exciting tournaments that I can remember in a long time, and it did not include the stalwart blue blood schools that we are certainly used to seeing. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you share the sentiment? Was this one of the best tournaments, men and women's, that you've ever seen? And I actually have some numbers and data on the women's side. Man, I'll fill you in. Sunday's game was a gigantic deal for women's basketball, women's college basketball. I'll share some of those stats. The phone lines are open. Jim Nance is also done. We'll hear from him. We got a lot to do before we get out of here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Truly want to call you the EF Hutton of the sports radio. You're just so good to your fans. You're the most knowledgeable man I've ever heard in a long, long, long time. You don't put other teams down. Just smooth and cool. And I just had to call up and tell you that. And it's a real privilege and an honor to listen to your show. I just can't thank you enough for being who you are and the way you approach your job.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. UConn are your champs, man. UConn beat San Diego State tonight. LSU beats Iowa on Sunday. We heard everything about, you know, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark and sportsmanship, and we found out, you know, what human beings were just complete jerks in the process. And I've enjoyed this period in time of just college basketball. And to see the explosion and all the interest on the women's side, not necessarily for all the positive reasons. Well, a whole lot of the reasons aren't positive. But when you think about the personalities and the entertainment aspects of the game, there's no denying that Angel Reese, love her or hate her. I hope people don't hate her. I don't think she's given anybody a reason to. She's a star. Same thing for Caitlin Clark. And Sunday afternoon's game, where LSU beat Iowa 102-85, despite the poor officiating, despite the controversy at the end with the taunting. It was the most watched women's college basketball game ever. It averaged about 10 million people who locked in to that game. And for the two young ladies who got a lot of the attention, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, we're going to see more of them on the college side. They ain't jumping into the WNBA right out of the gate. And this is one thing that has really been propped up just over the past several days as they've moved on, or just as we've found out about more of the stars at the college level for women. There are only 12 WNBA teams. It's 144 roster spots. You can literally be drafted into the first round of the WNBA draft and not even make the roster. Over the past six seasons, 64% of players drafted made WNBA rosters. 64%. That ain't everybody. 60% of players drafted got on the court in their first year since 2017. And so there's no guarantee. We know that with the players now able to make money while they're in college, they can probably make more money in the college ranks than they would immediately in the WNBA. A lot of the college athletes travel charter. WNBA, they travel commercial. And so if you're in college, you may want to milk this opportunity for as much as you can. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Barry is calling from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Barry?
Hey, JR. Hey, as far as the women's game goes, you know, those girls were just being intense. I mean, that's basketball, that's sports, that's hockey, that's football, that's everything. So I don't think there's anything wrong with the intensity that girl showed. I mean, obviously, the girl from Iowa got a lot of attention because she played out of her mind. And you know what? Her competition wanted to step it up. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that competition. But I wanted to ask you about the portal, the transfer portal that everybody seems to be talking about the past couple of weeks. You say it's been around for over a dozen years or 15, 20 years.
No, not at all. No, I said it's relatively new. The transfer portal has been around not even a handful of years. It first got started in like 2018, 2019.
Oh, okay. So I'm not familiar with that, but everybody seems to be talking about that the past couple of weeks, and I'm not familiar with it, and I just wanted to see if you could educate me on that, on how it works.
Well, basically, where you used to have to beg and ask and plead and have a reason to move from one school or university to another, there's a system now where you can you don't have to wait a year. Do you remember a long time? I can't even say a long time ago because 5, 6, 7, 8 years wasn't a long time. But if you wanted to transfer, you lost a year of you had to sit out. Do you recall that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Well, that's now out of the window. For instance, Angel Reese, who you saw win the national championship yesterday on Sunday, she was playing up in Maryland. And nine of the players at LSU were transfers. If you think about one of her teammates, I can't remember her name, Alexis, I remember her first name.
Morris.
Yeah, Alexis Morris. She had 21 points. She bounced around, I think, to four or five different schools. She even played at Rutgers at one point in time. And so the ease of movement in the college system, there's not so much restriction. You put yourself in the transfer portal. Other college coaches can see that you're eligible, and you can keep it moving.
Now, let me ask you, do you think that's a good thing, or do you think that's a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing. I mean, yeah. I don't – but for here's the thing. For years, why could the coaches move? How come a coach could go ahead and say, oh, well, I'm committing to this university, and the minute the coach has success, the coach can then just move on and leave his students or his recruits at the team, and the players have to stay? And so that's my biggest reason of just it wasn't fair. I don't care. I think the idea that college basketball, no matter if it was women or men's, for years it was all amateurism and it was all sweet and daisies and roses. I think it was a sham, man. And so I'm glad that the players are able to make money. I'm able that they're able to move. There for years was a double standard there when we talk about commitment. The coaches were able to move at their whim, but players didn't have the same thing. It's the same idea for money. And thank you, Barry, for calling from Boston. Same thing. Coaches can make money. Why can't the players? They're the ones who bring in the entertainment value. And coaches can move and make commitments. Why can't the players? I mean, we got people at the professional ranks who scream up and down about player movement. And so if we got people mad at the professional level, yeah, I guess we're going to have some folks who are just as ticked off at the college level as well. Who cares? Let people do what makes them happy. They don't have no allegiance to you. If you don't want to watch, then don't. Obviously, we still got tons of people watching. Just on the women's side, 10 million people tuned in. Angel Reese, a lot of up and down in Maryland, gets to LSU, connects with Coach Mulkey. They win a national championship. I don't think we can all necessarily complain about the results. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to hear from Jim Nance. It's over. It's a wrap. There's no more Jim Nance at the NCAA Final Four or March Madness. Strictly golf in the NFL.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, you make my drive so much more enjoyable coming home from work late at night every day.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. March Madness is over. It's done. UConn, they come out on top. San Diego State on top of San Diego State, 76-59. Game was just a matter of, oh, is San Diego State going to mount a comeback? It didn't look like it. At one point, UConn led by 17 points, and the future is bright for both of these programs. UConn is one of the best that we've seen in college basketball, now picking up their fifth title, and the future is bright. All eyes and attention on San Diego State, despite their loss tonight, this evening. But someone who is done here with the tournament, just flattened period, has been a part of it for 37 years. That happens to be Jim Nance at 63 years old. Jim Nance, he called his final March Madness tournament. That's 354 games. We know he is one of the most prominent sports broadcasters we've had here in the United States for the better part of going on 40 years. It's not just March Madness. He has called six Super Bowls. He has another one coming up with Tony Romo. He's getting ready for his 38th Masters this weekend. His first one was back in 1986 with Jack Nicklaus, where he won his sixth green jacket. And now Jim Nance is going to only work the NFL. He's going to work golf. And Iron Eagle is going to take over on the March Madness side, especially when we get down to the Final Four. And speaking of the Final Four, prior to it beginning, Jim Nance, he sat down on the Turner Sports CBS March Madness set with Charles Barkley and Clark Kellogg and Gumbel and Kenny Smith. And Jim Nance basically said, yeah, it's time for me to go home to my family.
This gives me a chance to catch my breath. And my kids need me more at home, and I need to be more at home than I need to call another NCAA tournament. And it's time someone else get a chance to experience this incredible celebration from the seat that I've had. I've always wanted the fan to feel like they had a seat at the table. It was as simple as that.
Yeah, and tonight, Let's go ahead and hear his final basketball call. This is via CBS when Dan Hurley's son, Andrew, was just dribbling out the clock.
They run it out, and it's in the hands of the coach's son.
How about that? Is that appropriate?
Oh, don't you know, just someday he'll be a coach of his own program. Oh, yeah. This is becoming a family dynasty, if you will.
And Dutch, what a year he's had, too.
Purdy and the Huskies have their dreams come true.
And then, after the championship trophy was given away and the confetti fell on CBS as they wind it down for the sign-off, Jim Nantz, he gave his last words here as well.
No loss.
We're at a loss.
We're at a loss for sure. The GOAT. Just remember, one thing I learned through all of this is everybody has a dream and everybody has a story to tell. Just try to find that story. Be kind.
You told it better than most, let me tell you.
Can I tell you one other thing? I mean this, not to try to play off hello friends, but to you, everybody in the college game, my CBS family, my family, all the viewers, thank you for being my friend.
A little bit of Golden Girls there, Chef. That's a little bit of gold. Thank you for being a friend. I didn't expect that at the end, but okay.
You know what? Listen, JR, 63, is so young nowadays. Like, yeah. All the respect in the world to him. He's an icon in this business. Go to your family. Take care of your kids. Be a dad. But you know what? 5-10 years from now, when they're going to college and out of the house, come on back.
Nah, let Iron Eagle. He just talked about let somebody else do it. Let Iron Eagle get some work.
No, I didn't say be the primary play-by-play guy on CBS. Iron Eagle has rightfully earned that. I'm just saying he's too good to walk away from college basketball. So I hope he's back in a few years.
When he's 73.
Listen, Hubie Brown's doing it in his mid-80s.
Hubie Brown is in his mid-80s?
Vince Scully was doing it in his late 80s. Bob Uecker's 89.
I thought Hubie Brown was 200 years old.
That's next year. But this year, he's in his mid-80s. So,
hey, listen, the way he's aging, he might do it. Hey, God bless Hubie, man. He's just out there. He's just – he is – I don't know. I don't know how he does it, but he does. He loves what he does, and God bless him. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Lee is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Lee?
Thanks for taking my call, JR.
Certainly. Hey, what's up?
I kind of have a heavy heart right now with the Aztecs, but let's celebrate what they did this year. Also, the Padres, they kind of saved my day with how they won the game today, and I have a whole season of Padres baseball to look forward to. San Diego State put San Diego on the map this year, and I'm just happy as I can be.
Okay. Yeah, nah, man, rock and roll. Enjoy it. Yeah, good luck. I see the Padres kind of shocked everybody. You walk off with back-to-back home runs tonight. And, yeah, man, you got something to look forward to. Unfortunately, with the Padres, if you want to see the big, big light at the end of the tunnel, you're going to have to wait until – and not even September, hopefully October. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Portland, Oregon, and talk to Robert. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, JR, this is Robert. I got a question about the transfer portal.
Okay.
So I don't like it, and the reason I don't like it is because the players can transfer anytime they want to. You say a coach can change jobs anytime he wants to. I think the transfer portal should only be allowed if the coach leaves, then players under him can leave. What do you think?
No. I don't agree with that. Because historically, it's not like coaches were just, and I understand your point, it's not like coaches were willy-nilly just, hey, I signed a 4 or 5 year deal, let me leave after a year. But we had coaches who wouldn't honor their contract, or the grass would be greener, and they would move on. I mean, this is like a situation where we have Rick Pitino right now who swore up and down when he got the job at Iona that he would not leave, and then he had some success. And what is he doing? He's leaving. And so I don't think when you have players, they're the ones who make the engines run. Coaches coach, and I get it. It's not a fair system for a coach if his players leave. It's not a fair system for the players if the coach leaves. But I don't think the player should be beholden to the coach, because there's so much more that goes into it outside of it. Like, I don't know. It could be a matter of geography. It could be a matter of the academics, which I think is a little bit of a sham. It could be about the money. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Nothing.
Well, do you think a player should be able to leave just because he doesn't
they
like what's
money?
Going on when the coach recruited him?
Yeah, if you can go in and make more money, I'm not mad at you if you leave it. No, not at all.
Well, what's the difference in between college and professional sports?
There really isn't one. If you are of age to cash a check and do it in a legal way that doesn't hurt anybody, I don't care what anybody does. I think that's where things have been screwed up forever. The lines are blurred. It is a whole big mosh of you know what to think that, oh my God, this is amateur sports and oh, we just handing out degrees instead of money. That's been BS forever. So I ain't mad at nobody getting money. Go get it. Just don't hurt nobody in the process.
All right. Thanks, Jr.
No problem, Robert. Thank you for calling. Like, what's the difference between – this is not amateur sports. That's what they tried to sell everybody so that the athletes wouldn't make money. Like, we don't need to play along with that sham anymore. Them days are over. Let's stop it. Hey, Shep, I think we're cooked. Like, I can't pick up another call, can I? We're done, right?
I think you could. I think you got it, man. 30 seconds or less. What do you think?
Hey, Nate, go ahead. Speak, Alaska. You got 10 seconds.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say about last week about the underdog story. What if Shep goes and whoops Mike Tassin's ass? Do you think that would be the underdog story of the year?
That's from like 2 months ago.
Hey, I know, Nate, but you still got to acknowledge
it,
right?
Did you just wake up from like a Cairo sleep or something like that? Cairo? Where were you at?
Well, the birthday was on Thursday, so I didn't get a chance to call in.
Oh, it's okay. Well, thank you, Nate. Appreciate you. That conversation was still like 2 months ago.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I figured, you know what? You have UConn. You have, you know, individuals like LSU. I didn't think that was an underdog story to tell.
I don't know what that guy's talking. He went into like one of these deep sleeps that you only see in the movies. Anyway, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It is a wrap. It is done. We're going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Congratulations to UConn. Congratulations to LSU. Y'all got champions. March Madness is done. And now we're moving towards the playoffs, the NFL draft, and a whole lot more. We'll be back with you tomorrow. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap, but don't move. Amy is coming up next. Thank you, Chef.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount Plus.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations.
Dr. Christine Moutier of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention talks about the daily change of emotions and mental wellness.
Yeah, mental health and emotions are extremely dynamic, meaning they change. That's the most remarkable thing, to start to see crisis moments become less and less intense or less frequent.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.